Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the 10th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us. The question is, are you ready to receive from the Lord? If this is your first time of joining us, I am wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep, deep revelations in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us every single time. And we receive from this platform, we receive direction, impartation, revelation from this place. I'd like to tell you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic from our manual that says, God's Call. Today is the 10th day in the month of May 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says God's Call. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 23 from our manual, Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles from chapter 8 to chapter 11. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 20, which says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 20. Let every man abide in the same calling therein he was called. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 26 from verse 3 to 21. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 from verse 3 to 21. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 3, it reads, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jecoliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. He went to war against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabneh, Ashdod. He then built towns near Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God helped him among the Philistines and against the Arabs who lived in Gobal and against the Maonites. The Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the borders of Egypt because he had become very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and he fortified them. He also built towers in the wilderness and dug many cisterns because he had made much livestock in the foothill and in the plain. He had people walking in the field and vineyard in the hills and in the fertile land, for he loved the soil. Uzziah had a well-trained army ready to go out by division according to their numbers, as they mustered Jael, the secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer, under the direction of Ananiah, one of the royal officials. The number of his family leaders over the fighting men was 2,600 under their command, was an army of 307,500 men trained for war, a powerful force to support the king against his enemies. Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, coats of armor, bows, and slingshots for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made devices invented for use on the towers and on the corner defenses so that soldiers could shoot arrows and all large stones from the wall. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God, and he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah, the priest, with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord, followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have done unfaithful. You have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand, ready to burn incense, became angry while he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple. For Ed, when Azariah, the chief priest, and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead, so they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave because the Lord had afflicted him. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous and banned from the temple of the Lord. Jotham, his son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, many people believe that God only calls individuals into pulpit ministries. This is untrue. If God only calls people to serve him on the pulpit, then it means that he is leaving other important areas of life to the devil. Every believer has a calling in one area of life or the other. In the Bible, we see God calling people into government. Joseph was called into leadership, and his obedience preserved the lives of his people, like we see in Genesis 45, verse 7. Daniel was also called to shine God's light in the government of idolatrous Babylon, and he obeyed. He served under several kings and fulfilled this calling to reveal the power and presence of God through his role in government, like we see in Daniel 6 from verse 25 to 28. Also, Nehemiah wasn't called into the office of a priest. He was called to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and he did this joyfully, like we see in Nehemiah 2 from verse 1 to 5. Esther stayed at her duty post in the government house before God called her into an influential position of the queen in the palace, like we see in Esther chapter 2 from verse 16 to 17. Her submission to God saved the lives of the Jews when Haman, their enemy, plotted to destroy them, like we see in Esther chapter 7. God also calls people into business. Lydia of Thyatira, purple and expensive clothes worn by kings and queens. Only very rich people could afford her wares, and God positioned her there so that she could use her resources to advance the kingdom, like we see in Acts chapter 16, verse 14. God calls people to serve in different areas of life. Do you know the area he has called you into? People who live or move outside their places of calling will struggle because they have set themselves against God's purpose for their lives. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 from verse 16 to 21, the Bible tells us about the king Uzziah, who decided to operate in another office that God did not call him into. As Israel's king, he enjoyed God's grace and favor until he decided to operate in the office of a priest. He went into the temple to burn incense and didn't return the same way. He came out leprous and was isolated. Whenever people operate in places God has not called them into, they become isolated from his grace and provision. Beloved, if God has called you to serve him in any area of life, focus on your calling in that area. Do not compare yourself to other people who are flourishing in other areas. Obey God wholeheartedly in your calling, and you will experience His abundant grace and provision. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, find out what God has called you to do and focus on it. Find out what God has called you to do and do focus on it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to download or share, or even listen to it again. You can also join us live 7 a.m. on our radio station, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And you can also listen through our mobile app, which is available for you on Apple Store and Play Store. You can find it there and download to enjoy all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.